We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The big story that I couldn't get enough of was that the FDA has approved a drug, the first ever drug, for postpartum depression. Now, postpartum is treated like other depressions. They give you serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs, and, you know, they're depression medications to kind of lift the malaise of the postpartum because it's a real disorder. But this drug is specifically for women going through postpartum. It's called Zulresso or brexanolone, and it's an injection, and it helps within 24 hours. Because those who have ever been on medication for depression know that it takes a couple weeks to kick in.
And that one may not work, exactly. Right? You have to find the medication that's right for your exactly. physiology.
And postpartum, I think, is really a misunderstood and underdiagnosed condition. When I gave birth three times, I imagine that after my first pregnancy, I had a touch of postpartum. And it does get worse with subsequent pregnancies.
For everyone?
Well, for those who get it. That's the how it's diagnosed, that if you have it, it can get worse with every pregnancy.
Wow.
So I was never diagnosed after my first one. And after my second one, I suffered for a year afterward. And finally, my doctor, my family physician, who became a friend, said to me like a year later, she goes, you know, Jor, I think you had postpartum. And we just never treated it. We were treating my ear infections and my sinus infections and my backaches and my lethargy and the malaise. But we never diagnosed it as postpartum because I wasn't feeling sad.
Now, for guys, for dudes that are listening, what are the symptoms of postpartum? Is it sleeplessness? Is it depression, anxiety, all of the above?
It's
is it a physical?
It's probably different in every woman. And when you say, is it sleeplessness? Is it lethargy? You're talking about a woman who just had a baby.
Yeah. Well, no, I get that.
And postpartum can set in for the first year since you've given birth. So maybe if you don't have it in the first 6 months, you may have it a little bit later. Now, what happens in postpartum? There's a hormone that increases throughout a woman's pregnancy. And after you give birth, your body releases that hormone because you don't need it anymore to grow a baby. And that can cause the depression. Not every woman gets it. So this new drug, it's delivered intravenously. It's a 60-hour infusion, and it gets your hormone levels. It helps regulate your hormone levels. The amazing thing about this new drug, and I promise I'll get back to my story in a minute, is that it can give you relief in 24 hours, which is unbelievable. And you know, when you're caring for a baby, if you're nursing, if you have other kids at home, getting relief from a very dangerous depression is all you want when you're in that moment. So back to my story, I was, after my first one, I wasn't diagnosed. My second one, she said, you know, you probably had it, but I was out of the woods at this point, so they weren't treating it. Well, after the third one, 6 months after I gave birth to my little Ruby, I was a quintessential candidate for it. I couldn't sleep. I could not eat. Paul, I weighed 96 pounds.
Is this when you were working with me?
No.
For the Weather Channel, for Weather Nation?
No.
Okay.
That was different. That was divorce depression.
Oh, okay.
That was a whole different story. And by the way, that'll get you skinny real fast too.
Oof.
Yeah. So, or maybe the other way, maybe you eat, but mine was I couldn't eat. Anyway, with postpartum, even though I was nursing and I needed the calories, I could not eat. It was like food would make me sick because I was depressed. I was sick all the time. I had sinus infections and I had strep throat. Like I'd get off one drug, the next day I'd be on another drug. I could not get well physically or emotionally. And finally, I remember the day where I looked at, a babysitter was helping me. I said, can you please call my husband? I cannot physically get out of this bed. It felt, when I was laying in the bed, and it felt like somebody had their foot on my chest. And I could not get up. And I knew that something was wrong with me. And I went to my doctor, and she said, yes, this is what it is. And we can help you. And she put me on serotonin reuptake inhibitors. She put me on drugs. It was Zoloft or Lexapro, or I don't even remember what the drug was.
But it helped.
it helped.
But not right away.
Not right away.
There was that delay of a couple of weeks.
Weeks and weeks. And I remember after the diagnosis, sitting in the pickup line to go get, this is when I was out of work. Again, remember, I had lost my job. My TV show got canceled and whatever. Right. I was out of work. So I remember sitting in the pickup line going to get my kids from preschool with the infant in the back and just sobbing uncontrollably. And I thought to myself, this is not normal. Why am I sobbing? I am going to get my kids. And I could not stop crying. These are quintessential signs of postpartum, crying uncontrollably. Yes, of course, feeling sad. I didn't feel sad all the time, but the not eating and the not sleeping. I was angry. I was really angry a lot. So it's if you're not feeling yourself, and my doctor said to me, she said, by the way, Jor, because I was a medical reporter for so many years and I was so disgusted with myself how I didn't see it. I go, how could I not know? How could I not know I have this? She goes, you never can self-diagnose. She says, even physicians don't self-diagnose.
So, Jura, what advice would you have for guys that are listening?
Look for the signs.
And those signs are?
If your wife stops eating, if she can't sleep, even though I know you have an infant and a newborn, and if the personality changes, if she's just completely different, she doesn't enjoy anything. The crying, the jags of crying, that was certainly one. Look, it presents differently in everybody. But if your wife, I know she's sleep deprived. I know she just had a baby. I know there's lots of pressures. But if you're like, wow, she's really different, and maybe you're angry because you're sleep deprived and you're helping take care of the infant
also. But like, who is this person?
Correct.
This is not the person I married.
Correct. And you know what? I didn't recognize it. My ex-husband didn't recognize it. I'm sure it's what helped lead to my divorce because obviously we grew apart during this time. And I wish I had become more educated about it. I wish I had gotten help sooner. And then I wish I had help sooner because I had to go through a couple drugs to finally get help. This new drug that the FDA just approved, within 24 hours of receiving this drug, you could feel better.
What's the name of it again?
It is called, I hope I'm not going to say it improperly, the brand name is Loresso. The drug name is Rexanolone. Brexanolone or Loresso.
So ask your physician, ask your family doctor if you feel
approved.
Like this is impacting you. Mm-hmm. This is now ready for prime time, and this can help. This can help women.
Keep in mind, it may be $20,000 to $35,000 for this drug.
Good grief.
We don't know how much insurance will cover of this drug yet because it's so new. Also, it has to be administered in a facility because it's a 60-hour infusion. So you have to go to a facility and be monitored on the drug. So while it may be a game changer, it's extraordinarily expensive. It's a one-time fee. It's not like a drug you have to be on all the time. It's once. But I only pray that this will be covered by insurance because depression affects everybody. Depression affects the husband. Postpartum affects the husbands. It affects the babies. It affects the entire family unit. This is not just a woman thing. And the husbands, I urge you, if you are seeing this in your wife or had noticed it with the first one and maybe you got another one coming, just educate yourselves about it because she can't diagnose on her own.
Oof. Well, thank you for sharing that story.
Yeah. I know you guys have stories about this also. So jump on Facebook, the Paul and Jordana page, or you can reach me on Twitter at Jordana WCCO if you want to share your story. And we'll keep you posted on this new drug.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.